Okay, our limud of Chofetz Chaim is l'schus refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, hishtavei refuah shleima b'korah b'sayi shalachai l'Yisrael. You're just in time. We started speaking yesterday about somebody, as an example the Chofetz Chaim gave, of somebody who's walking down the street, meets somebody coming out of a bezdin, he's just lost the case, and the guy is saying the dayanim are incompetent, what's he supposed to do? And the answer is, he's supposed to try and calm him down, and he's supposed to try and explain to him that they're probably doing the best they can, and also to explain to him that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows how to settle scores, and that even if you lost in this Beis Din, and supposing that you're right, and that you were justified, so the Ribbono Shel Olam will make the money up to you some other way, and the other guy who gained the money falsely, he'll lose the money eventually. And we've all got stories that we've been telling our children for years about situations like that. I said, I'll tell you what happened to me and whether or not I did the right thing. I had a client who owed me, who in my opinion owed me fees. He said, you were incompetent and I'm not paying you. So I took him to a Beis Din locally. He was very annoyed about that, actually. But I said to him, you know, that's how else can you solve a dispute like this? I said, we either agree to go to a Rav together, which he didn't agree to, or we go to a Beis Din. So we went to a Beis Din. And I got the psak for the full amount. Okay, so he lost the case, I got a full amount. So the Beis Din ordered that he should pay me within 30 days. So he waited till day number 30. And then on day number 30, he delivered a letter through my letterbox with a check for the full amount. And he wrote there, I'm paying you the money because the Beis Din paskened that. But I want you to know that it's money that you're not entitled to. The Beis Din were incompetent. They didn't understand the case. They shouldn't be holding themselves as the judges. They have no legal training, etc., etc. He wrote a whole tirade against the Beis Din, and he should know. He said, therefore, you should know that if you cash this check, right, you're taking money that you're not entitled to. That's what he wrote. So of course I cashed the check. Yeah. So what was my reaction at the time? What did I want to do? Right? I was cocking. I was really annoyed, yeah? But what was I supposed to do at the time? So what I wanted to do was? Laugh. Okay, I wanted to send his letter to the Beis Din. Yeah? I would say his letter to the Beis Din and say, this guy appeared in front of the Beis Din and look how he's talking about you. Now that probably would have been pure Lashon Hara. That would have been all 100% Lashon Hara, right? I had no entitlement to do that whatsoever, okay? So, but according to the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, so what did I do? I binned the letter, yeah, put it down to experience, yeah, kept the check, threw the letter away, end of story. But according to the Chofetz Chaim, I was supposed to try and contact him and see if I can persuade him that the Beis Din are justified.
You started off by saying not the other parties, Tam Chavamet him.
Sorry? That was the example that the Chofetz Chaim gave. So I'm giving you my example.
You're the other party.
Yes, I'm the party.
I know, so that's a little bit...
Well, the question...
It's much harder to pacify that...
Sure, so therefore you've got the general rules which we've always learned about that you're supposed to tell somebody, rebuke someone and show them the right way, but don't do an aveira on the way. So if he's going to listen, if you think there's a chance that he might listen, if you think there's a possibility that you might be able to put him right, yeah, without ending up with a bigger machlokas, then you've got to try. And a chanamah, if I decide this guy's not going to listen to me in any circumstances, he's so bitter. The Chofetz Chaim might say, go and speak to his rov. Chofetz Chaim might say, go and speak to his wife. Go and speak to his brother.
He's not all bad because he accepted the Beis Din
pay. Yes, he did pay. I'm not going to pretend he didn't. Yeah. What I'm saying is the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, what we learned yesterday is that you can't just ignore it. Right? If you have a possibility that you might be able to put him right, then you're obliged to do that. You're obliged to try. In a way that he'll listen. If there's no way that he'll listen, then there's no point.
You should sue him for defamation.
What? Maybe not. Maybe his wife isn't a good idea, but maybe his Rav or his brother or his mentor, whatever it is.
Did you take him to Beis Din for defamation of character?
Started at the Thoroughway North of London. Tuesday, cough test missing. 14th day of the Omer, 7th of May, we're in our Rav Yom in Grun, Shlita. Shechiyonu, this first Omer. שבסקוס השבועים והחיירים נותנו משיח של אבותיהם לשלום ומהירו.
Good morning. Good to Zuma. Must apologize. I woke up this morning, my voice was playing a bit of games. So I hope we'll get through. This is Hashem. Shechiyanu v'kimon v'giyanu l'azman hazeh, those famous words that we say periodically, we don't say every day, obviously. It's a bracha that we say whether we come, we reach a Yom Tov, or we be mekayim a mitzvah that doesn't come too often, or koine bayis chadosh, kelim chadoshim. The Mishnah says in brachas, there's a brachas mitzvah, a bracha of Shechiyanu, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an expression of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing that we've reached this moment, whether we're celebrating a mitzvah, a time of the year that we're zoicha to celebrate the Yom Tov, or a bayis chadosh, keli chadosh. That's the bracha of Shechiyanu. Sometimes people get emotionally excited when they say that bracha, because I remember once my wife's grandfather went through a quiet procedure, and he was the next Yom Tov just after that. He broke down in tears. It's something where many people get emotional about. There's an obvious question which the Rishonim ask, and that's what we'd like to discuss. That second night of Pesach, we're in the midst of Sfiras HaEmet. We started with counting the Emet, Sfiras HaEmet. So why don't we say, thank you. He asked, many Rishonim asked this question, why don't we say on the second night of Pesach, when we start Sfiras HaEmet, Shechiyanu, like any other mitzvah? Very simple, straightforward question. What happened to Shechiyanu? We're excited, Sfiras HaEmet. You know, it's a mitzvah that goes only once a year. So why do we make Shechiyanu? So the Baal HaMor, the end of the song, that's what we'd like to discuss. His teretz, and then we'll go to the run in Sukkah. Sfiras HaEmet, yesh shoyalim, ma tam ein anu oimrim bo yizman. Why don't we say Zman, that's the Bruchas Zman. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now, at this point, I'm saying Sfiras HaEmet. Every year comes once a year. Why don't we say Bruchas Shechiyanu? That's the question, like we said, many Rishonim ask. Says the Baal HaMor, and we're going to say his teretz, and we're going to try to understand what his answer is. Kloloi Shaldova. Einon al-hachmi b'tzvirs ha-sofik. We don't have to be machmi b'tzvirs ha-oimeh. She'einoi elu l'zeicha ba'alma. He says that the b'tzvirs ha-oimeh is only there as a remembrance, as a zeicha, to remind ourselves of what? Of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hochin ha-sikna b'duchta b'mnachos. Like the Gemara says in Mnachos, amei memoni yoimeh v'loi moni shvui. Very interesting. The Gemara says over there in Mnachos, we'll read in a moment, that Ameima held that nowadays, you know, we count, let's say last night, Yoim Abbas, Yoim Shem Shnei Shavuos Boima. Ameima didn't do that. He said, Abbas, Yoim, Loima. He didn't say more than that. Why? So Ameima said, because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. Oh. That's it. So we're going to get to that in a second. Even though we actually do, our minig is to just count the days and the weeks. Minig do biyodin. It's a minig. We just do minig. That's not the real chiyuv, what we're supposed to do nowadays. Avlat inoizman ein lon. He says the Baal HaMor, but there's no requirement of making a birkas zman. So let's see what he's saying of it. So you just mentioned what happened to Sfiras HaEmet, possibly the Torah. Miyoyim aviyachem soimet nufa, since we're 50 years. So that's a major debate in the Rishonim, whether nowadays, since there's no Korban HaEmet, most Rishonim hold nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch holds like that, that nowadays Sfiras HaEmet is not min haTorah, because it's dependent on the Korban HaEmet. We didn't bring Korban HaEmet. How can it be min haTorah? So says, what's the Baal HaMor telling us? Since it's only a zeichel mikdash. All we're doing is because to remind us, remember the days of the base of mikdash. So therefore, einon anatina zman. There's no requirement of a birkas hazman of saying shechion. Now that it sounds like what Balamoy is doing is because it's only a drabonon. Since it's not a deraisa, so you don't say shechion. That can't be the pshat. Why can't it be the pshat? Because there are many drabonons. We do say shechion. For instance, we had Mikra Megillah not so long ago. Mikra Megillah is not a deraisa. We say shechion. Nechanukah, deraisa or drabonon. Nechanukah, so drabonon. It happened in the second base midrash, and we say shechion. So what's the Balamoy saying? Since it's only a zeichel mikdash, einon ulatino isman. We don't. There's no requirement of a birkas isman. This Balamoy needs an explanation. And also, he's interesting. He's quoting a Gemara Menachos, which Ameima only counted the days and not the weeks. Let's see that Gemara. Maybe we'll try to understand something over there. And maybe an explanation, which the Brisker Rav actually explained the pshat in this Balamoy. The Gemara says the Menachos as follows. In the Sugya of Svir Saimut of Samach Vav Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, Oma Abaye. Abaye says as follows. Mitzvah l'mimni yoimi or mitzvah l'mimni shui. There's a mitzvah requirement like we do, like we say. There's a mitzvah of counting days and counting weeks. Whether it's two separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah which has two parts of it, that's a discussion itself. So Abaye did. Abaye says, Rabbonon deber of Ashi, the Tamidei, the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, monu yoime, or monu shvu. They did so. They actually, like we do, we count days and weeks. Ameima, this is what the Balamoy quotes. Ameima monu yoime, v'loy monu shvu. He only counted the days. He didn't go count the weeks. He only said last night. He said like we said, hayoim, abos, hayoim, loyime. That's it. Why? Oma zeichel mikdash. He said it's a zeichel mikdash. Now this Gemara needs an explanation. What's Gemara saying? Ameima clearly doesn't disagree. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you count both. You count Yoimi and Shul. Because there's a mitzvah of counting, like the Pasuk says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, that's a Pasuk in Parshas Emoi. And there's also a Pasuk that says, Shiva Shavuos Tispolach. There's a mitzvah of counting both. So he holds like that, Ameima. Nevertheless, he said that since nowadays there's no Korban Yoim, so therefore, we don't have to say Yoimi and Shvui. The Sfas Emma has already asked this question on the Gemara. What's the Rana Meibim? So we have a rule, many times we come across it. Whenever the Rabbanon came along and misagim something, called the Tikkun de Rabbanon and the Raisa Tikkun. It's a very basic cloud. They always make a replica of what the Torah requires. So the Torah of Achiyuv is, obligation is to say Yoimi and Shvui. So Ameima is coming along and saying, no, we don't have to do exactly like the Torah. What's Ameima saying? He's arguing on the whole concept of called the Tikkun Rabbanon. Well, why is Ameima only doing half the mitzvah? We never usually find this. So the Brisker Rav says as follows, and he explains the Pshat on this Balamoy too. He says, while Ameima is telling us over here, Zeichel HaMikdash, he's telling us what we're actually doing. When we're doing Sfiris Oime Bizman HaZeh, it's not that you could have understood in a very simple way that Chazal came along and said, true, there's no Korban Oime. We don't have a Korban Oime. There's no Avos Oime, there's no Korban nowadays. Nevertheless, there was a Chiyuv at the time of the Beis HaMikdash when there was a Oime. So let's continue that Chiyuv, just meaning basically copy and paste that Chiyuv from what was going on at that moment of the Korban Oime, carry on nowadays too. That Chiyuv still stays intact, not deraisa, obviously, but we're continuing that Chiyuv, even though we unfortunately don't have the Korban Oime, we can continue that Chiyuv.
Why is it connected to the Oimer? It said, Mi Yoim, brings the name, went to
the Torah. The Torah says, that's all. Clearly the Torah says,
there you start.
That's those Rishonim who hold that Minat Torah, even nowadays, they hold what you're saying. But the Pshutoi Shalmikra, the Pshutoi of the Chiyuv of the Torah is that it's dependent on actually, physically, practically bringing the Goy Yoimah. If you didn't bring, there's no Chiyuv. So that's what most Rishonim hold. Balamoy clearly is going like that. And so he's saying like this, says the Brisker Rav. Ameim is telling you that true, that the Chiyuv is only around when there's a Kavos, when you bring the Kormali. So you could have, like I said, you could have theoretically understood that nowadays it's not Oime. Continue that original Chiyuv. Chazal obligated you. Continue the identical Chiyuv that's there. Bisman HaMikdash. Continue that. That's one way of seeing it. It says Amima, and that's what Amima is pointing out. That's not what really is going on over here. We're not, Chazal didn't come along and tell you, continue that chiv. Chazal instituted a new concept over here. Zeichel Mikdash. Do something to remind yourselves of the Beis Hamikdash. Do something. Make some sort of remembrance of that there was a Beis Hamikdash. Says the Briskov, that's a new chiv. It's a new type of chiv. The chiv, in other words, is chiv to be Zeichel Mikdash. The Gemara actually says it's Rasha. The Gemara in Roshon and Sukkah. The Gemara says, there's a few cases we're going to ask in a moment from these cases. There's other cases we find Zeichel Mikdash. The Gemara makes a drasha. Sioin Doirish Ein Lo Miklal Deboi Drisha. Doirish, there's no Doirish, there's no one seeking and yearning and anticipating sin. You make a Drisha. Says the Gemara, from here we see there's a din of Zeichel Mikdash. So what we're doing is, we're not doing a replica of what happened in the Zman HaMikdash. We're not continuing that gift. That's not what we're doing. All we're doing is we're doing something to remind ourselves of the Beis Hamikdash. Says Amim, if that's the case, I don't have to do the exact copy. There's no reason of copy and paste. All I'm doing is a Zeichel Hamikdash. I'm just doing some Zeichel Hamikdash. That's the Briskerov says, yes.
So, did Amim make a brocha on Sfir Samim?
Yeah. Like a Draboni make a brocha.
No, Sheikh Shalom, so it's wrong.
That's the good. Did you make a brocha on Ner Chanukah? The Loshna Bracha?
Yeah,
that's a good question. That's a good question. According to if the mitzvah is Big Zeich Mikdash, make a Bracha, Ashek Yisham Mitzvah is on Azeich HaMikdash. The answer for that is, because like Netilas Lulav, you also, even though it's Zeich HaMikdash, the Pshad is we still talk about the practical aspect of the mitzvah. Still practically, we are doing Big Zeich for the Oim. So the Loshna Bracha is what you're doing practically. Even though you're right, the actual bracha, what you're actually doing is Eichel Mikdash. That's a good point. Is the right. Let's say first day is Shabbos. That's good. We'll get to that in a moment. So that's what Briskerov is telling us. There's a new concept, a new type of chiv called Eichel Mikdash, and that doesn't have to be a replica of the Doraisa chiv. So he says that's the pshat the Balamoy is doing of it. Says the Balamoy, of course. If it's a regular Durabonon, i.e. Ner Chanukah, LeMoshel, Ner Chanukah, of course it's a Shechion. Chazal came along, instituted a Durabonon, Ner Chanukah, Mikro Megillah, of course there's a Chiv, there's an absolute Chiv Durabonon, a clear cut Durabonon, there you say Shechion. But when there's a Chiv, it's a Zeichel Mikdash, which is an absolute Chiv Durabonon, as a Tikkun Deraisa Chiv, all it is, a Zeichel Mikdash, Loshner Balmois, Ein Lonu Lat Ino Izman. It's not, doesn't require to say Shechion. Now, the Svar on that was an easy explanation. That's what the Briskerov says on Pshat in this Balmoy. That since it's not a regular Chiv Drabono, a regular Chiv Drabono, Chazal made a clear cut obligation, especially when it's making a replica from the Torah, of course it'll be a Shechion. But when it's only just a Zeichel HaMikdash, says the Briskerov, that doesn't require Birchas Shechion. Now, 2 points I want to point out on this Briskerov. One question is, so he's telling us, Hameim is saying, why did he do a half-baked job? Because it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash Chiv, it's not an entire total Chiv Drabon. So why did he pick Yomi as opposed to Shvi? Maybe the other way around. It should be Mani Shvu V'loi Mani Yomi. Why did he pick that way around? The Briskerov is telling us, we don't have to make a copy and paste of the Chiv and Atayr. Just do something that resembles, that reminds you of the Beis HaMikdash. So why didn't you do Mani Shvu V'loi Mani Yomi? Could for the same price. What?
Every day you say the week,
so. So you could say practically, maybe it wouldn't be, maybe the first week wouldn't be relevant. There's no Shvu in the first week. I was thinking like this. The Sfas Emes, it says something similar, not entirely like this. There is a difference between the Psukim. The Torah talks about Sfas Emes in two places. One is Pashas Emes, which we learn both on Pesach. Emes says, Miyoyma, that people say before Sfas Emes, Miyoyma Aviach Emes Emes Atnufa Shavu Shabbos Tumi Sienom, that you see the Pasuk over there clearly connects the Sfira with Yoyma Aviach Emes Emes Atnufa. You see that the Tisbru Chamishim Yoim is connected to the Korban Oimer with the Shtei Alechem at the end. It's something which is based around the Korban. However, the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, where the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavua Tispaloch, there's hardly a mention of the common name there. It just says Mehochil Chemresh Bakamel, when you take the sickle inside and you cut down the first crop. Shiva Shavuos is Bloch. There's no stress of the actual carbon. So the Sfasem wants to also use this, but possibly in our Meimah, what our Meimah is going on over here, he's saying, I'm making a Zechel Mikdosh. So where I see in the Torah where explicitly, where the Torah refers to something that took place in the Beis HaMikdosh, is the Tisbruch HaMishnah Miyoy. Because there the Torah connects it with the Korban Oimer, which was born in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Shtei Alechem, which was born in the Beis HaMikdosh. However, the Pasuk of Shiva Shavuot is Tispaloch, that the Torah doesn't connect with the with something which took place in the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore, I'm aiming felt, if I'm making a Zeich HaMikdosh, I don't find it necessary to do it for on the Shiva Shavuos, because that doesn't give me much of a Zeich HaMikdosh, so to speak. He brings this, Sfas Emes uses this similar, but he brings, there is a Rabbi Nirucham, a very famous Rabbi Nirucham, who seemingly says, Punkfaket. He brings it, he says, Rabbi Nirucham on the Rishonim, he holds that Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch is Midrabonon, because that is dependent on the Oimer. Hashenkin, Chamishim Yoim is not dependent on the Oimer. I'm using this Sfas Emes as a possible explanation why in our Meimer, the Brisker is telling us, Pshat in our Meimer, that Zeich HaMikdash is a new Chiv, you don't have to do the exact Chiv of the Torah. So why did he pick on Yoim as opposed to Shavuos? Because that gives us more of a Zeich HaMikdash. That could be a possible Pshat. But there's another issue on the Briskerov, on the Balamoy. What's the Balamoy saying? Says the Briskerov. Since it's not a new, it's not a continuous chiv from the Torah to Kechiv. Rather, it's a new type of obligation of just being zeich, doing something zeich el mikdash. Therefore, it's not an absolute klaf and clear chiv drabon, which we mentioned before. And there's another type of zeich el mikdash. What's the other case of zeich el mikdash? Which is Negev Bizman is there too, is Metilas Luluf. So for a very simple case, it was Shabbos, first day Sukkos was Shabbos. So therefore, there's no Chiyum in HaTorah. The Kachnal Chambiyam Rishon, Chazal said, don't bring a Luluf Dalminim on Shabbos. The first day of Sukkos is Sunday. We make a Shech Yonu, we do make a Shech Yonu. Now, okay, so in Chutz Lorot, maybe say Yom Tov, okay, start, but in Chutz, even though it's wrong, where it's clearly the whole Chiyuv is, says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Chiyuv of taking a lulav for 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin. Mishnah says clearly, Zeich el Mikdash. It was Zeich el Mikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, 7 days is a Chiyuv, in the Chutz, out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the first day. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Achash, and Churban Beis HaMikdash, is misakin Zeich el Mikdash. Then you take Dal Minim 7 days, and we do make a Bracha Shech Yonu. So, Maishno, if the Balamoy is telling us that something that's only a Zeich El Mikdash, there's no requirement of a Bracha Shech Yonu, because it's not an absolute Chiv Drabonon, the Institute of Chiv Drabonon. It's just a Zeich El Mikdash, something, it's not a proper Chiv. So, why don't we say the same Svara by Shech Yonu of Lulav 2? That we shouldn't be able to say Shech Yonu on a Luluf. Just like, in other words, just like we say, we don't say Shech Yonu on Sviris HaOmer because it's only Zeich HaMikdash, same thing should be by Shech Yonu on Luluf. So the truth is, the Balamoy does carry on with something very interesting. Seemingly, he's addressing this problem. Not 100% clear, but it seems like he might be addressing this problem. Because he says as follows, V'oid, Shelo'im Atzinu Birchaz Zman. He continues when to answer this question. We don't find the Birch Shech Yonu Elo B'Dovash Esh Boi Shum Hano'o. He says, Shech Yonu, you've got to feel that you're getting excited. You're benefiting from it. So he gives examples. Shech Yonu, you've got to be feeling some sort of excitement, some sort of Hano'o. Kigoin gives a few examples. Netilat Luv. He says, Netilat Luv, you make Shech Yonu. Why is it? Where's the Hano'o? Shubo Esimcha. It comes for this simcha, the mekoy of actually making dal minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. The mekoy in the Gemara says is because it says usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekerem shivus yomim. This lulav dal minim brings the day simcha. So therefore, says the Balamoy, that makes sense to say birchas hazman carries on tkiyah shofar. We say shachar. Where's the anor there? He says there is anor. Lezichroin bein Yisrael avim shemashmaim. The pshat is when we're blowing the shofar, we're feeling, we get excited because we know that brings the zikaron, that reminds us of our mishpat, that we should be zoicha b'din on Rosh Hashanah. So again, there's hano. Or mikra megillah, where's the hano of mikra megillah? So some kids would say maybe because you could clap home on. No, he doesn't say that. He says the chos rachmona alam uparkina. At the time of mikra megillah, when we read the mikra megillah, we got to be excited. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us and took us out of the xeris of Haman. Or Pidin Aben, where's the hano of Pidin Aben? Very interesting chiddush. Balamoy says, what? He doesn't say that. He doesn't say because you're excited you have your child back, because that's not so posh. Not everyone, it's not posh that can walk off with a child. Most children can't really walk off. It's a din pidyon. So he says the reason why I say Pidin Aben is Shem Vorech Avi Aben Shechyonu Lefi Sheyotza B'noi Misafik Nefer. The halacha is you only make Pidin Aben after 30 days. The Gemara explains, because till 30 days is not clear he's going to be a Bar Kayoma. So you're making a Shechiyonah because you're excited that your child has reached a 30-day point and now you're doing Bimkan the Mitzvah. Very interesting Chiddush. The Baal HaMoed is that... No, the Gemara says, after 30 days is a Sofik Nefel. 8 days is a Mitzvah Mila, true. But till 30 days is considered Sofik Nefel.
So every parent should make
Yes, good
girls
question.
As well.
Yes, girls. So it's got to be because there's a Mitzvah which is after Shleish Mem. A Mitzvah which comes after Shleish Mem, that you get excited. Because I'm doing a Mitzvah with something, that's you have to say something. It's a good Pidin Aben Shtikal Torah, if anyone met the Shem.
It seems like Shechiyonu makes everything more important. If it's only a Zecha, people say, well, it's only a Zecha, but adding a Shechiyonu adds it.
So, he says even more than that. Let's see what he says in a second. Or Sfira Sa'imah. He's saying more power. He says more than that. He says, you know why Sfira Sa'imah, you don't say Shechiyonu? Ein boi Zecha l'shum hano. You know, you don't get excited. You don't get excited. So you say, why? Now look what he says. Elo la'akmas nafshenu l'churban beis mavayenu. He says, when you're saying Sfira Sa'imah, you know, some people do get, you know, there's some in Hagen, you know, they get excited, they scream, Baruch Shem Kishonim, they say, Vinoyam. The Baal HaMoed is telling us that when you say Sfiris HaOmer, forget, on the contrary, we're feeling a bit of depression. Why? Because it's Agmas Nefesh, we don't have the Havar Sayim, we don't have the Karbon HaOmer. We haven't got the Beis HaMikdash in front of us, we're reminding ourselves of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So therefore it says we can't say Shechel. We don't feel that sense and sensation of excitement. Oh, we're making a bracha, we're celebrating a brit mitzvah. So this is what the Baal HaMoed says. So I think within these words he's also explaining why lulav, even though it's also zeichel l'mikdash, our original question we asked on the Baal HaMoed, if lulav is zeichel l'mikdash, nowadays Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is mesang zeichel l'mikdash, but we do say shechel, because he says clearly the essence of lulav is simcha, brings the day simcha, whatever that means. It brings the nesim, we get excited with lulav. So even though truly, yes, it's a zeichel l'mikdash tikud halacha, but we won't feel that agmas nefesh. Masha'inkin avots, tzviris ha'oime, where there's no element of excitement in it. And all on the contrary, all it brings us agmas nefesh for the chum beis ha'mikdash. So therefore, says the Baal HaMoed, that's type of zeichel l'mikdash, where the whole thing is poshut, reminding us of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, with no element of Hanah at all, then you can't make Shechem. So I think when the Baal HaMoed is saying this, maybe more clarification, but he's clearly not just saying a flat out, a blanket rule. Whenever Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't say Shechem. That's not what he's saying. When the Zeichel HaMikdash has no element of Hanah on it, that's when he says that you don't say Shechem. That's one territory of the Shechem. And we go to another territory of the Shechem. This will mention it. We'll try to say it pshat. The Ran in Sukkah also talks about this subject. I'm going to read out his teretz because it needs a big explanation. He says, he asks also, why didn't he say Sfir Saima? Why didn't he say Shechira? What happened to Shechion by Sfir Saima? Daf Mem Vav. He's discussing all the halachas of Shechionu. He asks, why do you make a big Shechionu like any other mitzvahs? But Ra'isi Misha Kosov. He doesn't bring this teretz, which the Baal Moi says. He says another teretz. The halacha is, he says as follows. She'im lo yisofa b'layla. Halacha is, we know, if you don't make a bracha by night, it's not simple to make in a day. Some Rishonim hold, you're not yoy, it's a finished end of the game. End of the story. She'im lo yisofa b'layla yispoi b'yoy. You can't count in the day. The halacha is, counting has to take place by night. Kidisnan. He brings a Mishnah in Megillah, which is not clear. The Mishnah actually says this, these words. Kol alayla koshel isvirisayim. Mashma, da b'yoyim, loy. So the Ran says, the Mishnah says in Megillah, that Laila is only koshel isvirisayim, but not b'day. O mishum hachi, loy omrino beizman. Therefore, since you can't count in the day, you can't make a brichas asman. Now, what's the pshan? He doesn't give us any explanation. So what? You can't make a brach in the day. You can't do svir in the day. Why is that a reason not to make brichas asman? Why is it just because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah in the day that minimizes the mitzvah? Why brichas asman is a very simple bracha that you in the time of the year where this mitzvah applies. There's okay. I could only be mekayim by night. Achilas matzah was also only mekayim by night. We make a shechiyon also. The beginning goes on. There's mitzvahs only mekayim the day. Netilas lulav you could only be mekayim the day. Can't be mekayim by night. You say shechiyon. Now Chanukah also only in the day, in the night. Sorry, we say Shechion. What's the Ran mean over here? What does the Ran mean over here? So, what? Perhaps an explanation to people by Rishis, but we'll say one point. That well, maybe the Balam or the Ran is saying like this: that Svir Sa'imah. There's a Ramban that says that Svir Sa'imah is considered a mitzvah asay she'ein hazman grom. That's a big chiddush. You would have assumed that mitzvah seishes man grom, like we all know, there's this man that there's this fixed, it's a certain time, confined to a certain time. That's called the mitzvah seishes man grom, sukkah, lulav, those are classic examples. Women are part of mitzvah seishes man grom. Ramban, however, in Kiddushin, he clearly says that svir sa'im is mitzvah seish she'in hazman grom. And that is a bit of what I mean, she'in hazman grom. You can't do it. You can't do it in bang in the middle of Kislev, you can't do it in Cheshrim. You got to do it on Tet Zionist. And on second day Pesach, so it's confined to time. Why is the mitzvah seishes in this mangrom? So the Achronim say the following idea, that the pshat is the Ramban held as follows: the chiyuv svir sa'ime is not the zman isn't garment. Meaning, why you mechuyev to say svir sa'ime? It's not because it's you've come to Tes Zayin, you've come to this date in the calendar. You say you have to be safe with Ayme. Rather. The chiyuv starts when you bring the oimer. The bring the oimer, that's what triggers off the chiyuv. In other words, the Ramban is saying, mitzvah seish hazman grom, the zman has to be the trigger. Lulav, sukkah, what's the trigger of the chiyuv? What causes the chiyuv? Because I've reached tesva of tishri, that's the mechayiv, that initiates the chiyuv, that's called the zman grom, nashama patar. When you have a chiyuv which comes about b'mikra, so to speak, because by default there's a time, meaning like this case of Svir Sa'ima. Svir Sa'ima, the pshat is it's not because, the Torah says, Tes Zayin Nissan, say the Oimer. Theoretically speaking, Svir Sa'ima could do the holy round. Now the Torah says, it could only do it after the Havah Sa'ima. Havah Sa'ima happens on Tes Zayin Nissan. So as a follow-on from that, there's a sphere. So the Zman is not the Goyim, it's not Mechayiv, that doesn't trigger off the chiyuv. That's what the Achraim say, Pshat and Ramban. Possibly, this is what the Ran is also doing over here. The Ran is saying over here, the fact that we see that you can't count by light by Yoim, why can't you count by Yoim? The Gemara is going to a discussion, but clearly the reason why you can't count by Yoim is because Ktsira Sa'oimer could only take place by Laila. Ktsira, the harvesting of the Oimer, took place by Laila, not by Yoim. And the Gemara says the Svira is dependent on the Ktsira. That's what the Gemara says. Just like you can't be koitzer by yoim, so too you can't count in the day. That's what the Gemara says. They bought it. The havoah soim. They bought the havoah soim. They bought it. But the ktsira was only balayla. There was a whole ceremony of doing the ktsira soim. Ktsira soim took place balayla. Says the Gemara Menachos too that the ktsira also has to be balayla. It's a follow-on from the ktsira. So the Ran is possibly saying like this. Svira Sa'im, the fact that we see it's dependent on the Ktsira, so we don't see that it's confined to Zman. It's not confined to Zman. Theoretically, Svira can be done any time of the year. No, only because it's dependent on Ketzira. That's what the Rambam is pointing out. It's dependent on Ketzira. It's not something which is toil on Zman. The Shechiyonu v'Giyonu lazman hazeh. That the Baruch Shechiyonu is dependent on a Zman, or Zman or Sefira Sa'imah, and Sefira is not confined to a Zman. It happens to be that we could only do it that time there because that's when the Oimah took place. So therefore, we can't make a Baruch Shechiyonu. That could be a possible explanation of what the Rambam is saying. Otherwise, Divir Aran, Tzrichim Yun. Be'ez Hashem, just to finish off, that Sefira Sa'imah, the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, he says that Sefira Sa'imah is like Chol HaMoed. That's what Ramban says. It's like Chol HaMoed. Why is it like Chol HaMoed? You've got, like by Pesach and Sukkot, you have one Yom Tov at the beginning and a Yom Tov in the end, and the middle is a Chol HaMoed. So too, you have Pesach at the beginning, Shavuos, which is Atzeres, at the end, and the days in between are considered like Chol HaMoed. So I'm not saying now you have to go on Chol HaMoed outings every single day through Sefira. But Al Kopanim, there is definitely that the days of Sefira is not regular days. Days, like the Chinuch says, days that we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Like the Chinuch's famous words, Yoim HaNichsav, the day that we anticipated for Kabbalah Satorah. Be'ez Hashem, Shtaka B'zoich, the Chinuch says, the Iker Cheirus of Zman Cheiruseinu is on Chag HaShavuos. When we truly B'zoich, and do these days of, like Ramban says, Chol HaMoed, B'zoich to the Cheirus of Kabbalah Satorah. We'll be just as Eichel HaMikdash. Good day. Good day. But the Gemara says, the Gemara makes a drosha that it's dependent on the Ketzira.